I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. That's not just any harp you're listening to. It's an arpa llanera. That's an instrument popular with the cowboys who live and work in the plains of Colombia and Venezuela. The man playing those beautiful chords is no cowboy, though. He's Edmar Castañeda from the Colombian capital, Bogotá. For the past few years, Castañeda's lived in New York, immersing himself in the jazz scene there. He's also brought a bit of Colombia into the jazz repertoire. Now, Castañeda has a new album out called Double Portion, and he came to our Fraser Studios here at WGBH to chat about his music and play for us. Okay, wonderful. Wow, Edmar Castañeda, thank you so much.
No, thank you for you guys to invite me.
Tell me, first of all, about the instrument you're playing. I mean, generically, we can call this a harp, but you grew up playing el arpa llanera, which is traditional to Colombia. This is not a llanera harp. What is it?
No, yes, it's a general harp. It's just I make some changes.
How many changes? I mean, would you find this in a typical village in Colombia? No, come on.
No, I just make a change, a little more modern stuff. And I add some more strings and a new mechanism to tune in the harp. Actually, this harp, it's made in France.
Mm, obviously custom-made.
Yeah, this is a custom-made harp.
Now, you grew up dancing to a style of music called joropo.
Yes, and I started when I was seven.
Seven. Also playing the harp?
I started dancing folk music, llanera music with my sister. Mm. And then at 13, that's when I started playing the harp.
Mm. So the music that you just played for us, how many elements of traditional joropo music are you bringing in there? I mean, what's identifiable still of traditional Colombian music in what you play?
This one, Entre Cuerdas, the one that I just play, it's I mix, you know, a little bit of the improvisation, a little bit of the effects that you use on the traditional music and, you know, just the passion of my music.
Very passionate indeed. Now, your new CD is called Double Portion. Tell me what you were aiming to do with this, because you do a lot of kind of collaborations on the album with various artists.
Yeah, this new album is titled Double Portion because I'm using the classical harp and the Colombian harp. I'm playing duos with piano, so everything is double. It's a double portion for you.
On the album, you perform something that I wasn't expecting, Astor Piazzolla's great tango classic, Liber Tango. It's kind of the quintessential Argentine tango composition. What's your connection between Colombia and Argentina and tango?
I met Piazzolla's music with Paquito Rivera, and you know, that changed my life. I was like, wow, who is this? And I love that piece. So I did a mix with a great mandolina player from Rio Janeiro, Hamilton de Landa.
Oh, Hamilton de Landa.
We just did a version of that one, harp and strings and mandolina.
So you've got Argentina, you've got Colombia, you on harp, and you've got Hamilton de Holanda on mandolin from Brazil, all very out-of-the-ordinary instruments and yeah. Very international, too. That must have been fun.
Yeah, no, it was fun, and because each of the guests of the album, they always have their influence of their country very strong, mixing with jazz, so it was great.
Collaborations on your CD really worked for you, where you weren't perhaps expecting it to.
I mean, it was really fun to play with these three guys. You know, Gonzalo Rubalcaba. I've been listening for him.
Yeah, fantastic.
Actually,
Cuban,
that's one of my
piano player.
Biggest influence on what I do. You know, when I was in college, just listening to his left hand.
Gonzalo, yeah.
Yeah, and I was so honored to play with him and to record and to learn. You know, And it was interesting how do you mix the piano and the harp. It's very difficult to mix those two instruments. But with him was so amazing. He's like a poet and virtuoso. It's like amazing to share double portion or like this traditional tune, Quita Pesares. That is like a old tune in llanera music. And we just make a different version, crazy version.
In some of the kind of runs that you do on your harp, I notice that there are some very low notes, almost like a bass guitar. Are you, how do you use the bass voice?
I change the strings of the traditional harp, and I play as a bass player. You know, I try to play with my left hand bass lines, and with my right hand playing the melody, harmonies, but, you know, grooving.
I'll say.
I've been listening for a lot of bass players, you know, and piano players, never harp. So I always get the influence from that and from New York, you know. So I always try to do a slap.
Influence from New York, you said?
Yeah. I mean, I live in New York, so, you know, that city's, you found everything, African to tango to jazz to hot up.
I mean, New York has a reputation of being such a gritty jazz city. When you first got there and you met some of these jazz players, was there some skepticism? Did they take a harp player seriously?
In the beginning, after you play, they say, oh, okay.
We get it. You're in.
You're in.
Well, it is such a delight having you here with us, Edmar. And, you know, it's so rare that we get to hear an instrument and a player like you. So treat us to something else as we go out. What are you going to play for us now?
I'm going to play something that I wrote, Colibri. And it's a mix of flamenco with some joropo.
Edmar Castañeda, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can see Edmar Castañeda rocking the arpa llanera. We have a video and concert dates at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening. Thank you.